Okay, opening screen. I was born underground. It's beautiful, but if I'm Sally, I'm also thinking, what exactly did I just open? I came here for help with screens in my house, not a fantasy trailer. Then the next beat comes in, and I have the same reaction. Stylish, moody, still a little too mysterious. But then I hit the first practical screen. Track your sleep, set real rules, take back your time, for you and your family. There, that is the line. That is the first moment where I think, yes, this might actually be for me. Now it's asking what I want to change. My family's screen time, of course. Parent or caregiver, yes. 3 kids, yes. This is where the onboarding starts sounding like it understands my life instead of just performing a vibe. The sleep questions are the strongest part. Scrolling before bed, sleeping badly, waking up tired, and then that line about my kids getting the tired version of me, that one really lands. Because it's not abstract. It feels blunt. It feels true. The permission ask is clean. The privacy reassurance helps. The reveal works. The rules screen works. Those are the moments where Opal feels sharp and credible. But right after that, I want it to go even more practical. Show me my family. Show me the kids. Show me the devices. Show me the apps. Let me start setting the actual rules. So I think that's the lesson here. Keep the mythology if you want, just earn it faster. Let the strange opening catch my attention, then get concrete much sooner. Because the version I would trust is the version that quickly turns beauty into household control.